Venido. Gaurari. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15th, text 15th. You all have Bhagavad Gita's? Some more copies there in the back. Please repeat. Sarvashachaham gadisannivishto mattah smatir gyanam apohanam cha vedesha sarvairaham eva vedyo Vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. Sarvasya chaham radisannivishto mattah smatir gyana vapohanam cha vedesha sarvairaham eva vedyo Vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. There's the murti here. Prabhupada? What happened? Where did he go? Okay. I'm seated in everyone's heart. And from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedant. And I am the knower of the Vedas. Purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart. It is from Him that all the activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life. But he has to act according to direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness of all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him and remembrance is given to him and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasadeva is compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of conditioned soul, he is supplier and the digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity and the giver of knowledge in the form of the Veda. And as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of all, of the Bhagavad Gita, he is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good God is all merciful. Antaha pravishtaha shasta jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended in his past life. So not only does a living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the direct dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yuvaso sarvair vedair giyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performance of the Vedic rituals, the discussion of the Vedic philosophy and the worship of the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing Him. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra 114 confirms who maintains them and gives them all facility to enjoy of enjoyment according to different work. Our Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Am I right? No, I opened the wrong page. I was thinking like that. Confirms this in the following words. Tattu samanvayat. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding the Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing the different processes, one can approach him, and at the end one can attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined. Sarvashacha aham radhi sannivishto mattaha smradir jnanam apohanam cha vedesha sarveir aham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Haribol. So he is everything, we are nothing. He is everything. He is this, he is that, he is aham vaishvanaro bhutva. That probably you were reading that yesterday. I become vaishvanara. Enter praninam prana pana samayukta pachamyannam chaturvidham. I enter as a fire of digestion. Vaishvanara. And pachamyannam chaturvidham. I digest. Chaturvidham. The chaturvidha sri bhagavat prasado. That chaturvidham. Four kinds of annam pachami. I digest. Let me digest it. Let me digest. We should be saying, let Lord digest it, you know. Not that I digest. I don't digest. It is Lord who has to digest. We could do a little yagya maybe. Well, yeah, we could do some yagya. And then what happens? Then there are rains. from the rain comes the grains. So again, Hari Sarvatra Giyate, that is mentioned here. Lord is glorified. So we glorify the Lord, that is Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna, or sometimes Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. There also he says, I am the ghee, I am this, I am that, I am everything. When there is Yajna, all the ingredients of that Yajna, that's me. So you have performed that Yajna. And then there are Anna Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanyat Anna Sambhavaha. There's Anna, and then you eat that, but again, you cannot digest it yourself. You again need a help, His help to digest food that is in you. And again, once it is digested, just you need to get that out. There are other arrangements in the body. Other demigods are doing different things, they are controlling different parts of your body, different airs, and so he is there throughout. In this verse we, from him comes knowledge, from him comes remembrance, from him comes forgetfulness also, and He is the one, sarvasya cha aham ridisannivistaha. I am situated, it's translated here as, I am situated in the hearts of all the living entities. So, sannivistaha. Dhatu here in fact is wish, means to enter. Lord enters and then he is situated there. And sannivistaha means nicely. Samyak prakarena. Sannivishta. Once he gets there, he is there. He is there to stay. Not temporarily he is there or he is in and out. That's not the case. Sannivishta. He is there. Or is nicely. He situates himself nicely in the hearts of all the living entities. And from him, and not that he has situated himself nicely and he's just sitting there doing nothing, or it seems that he's very active. I mean, either living entity, that is us, you and me, either we're remembering or forgetting. Well, this is enough, but there's a knowledge also. Knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. I think our life is either full of remembrance or full of forgetfulness. So, he has control over all our thoughts, knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. I found a definition of remembrance. That aspect of knowledge which seeks out sensations of objects previously experienced. Remembrance. Remembrance has something to do with the past, and you perform some activity or some aspect of knowledge, and you seek out sensations of the objects or persons previously experienced. Well, this could be the remembrance of this material world, and we have forgotten, and Lord is there to remind us. Srila Prabhupada few times have mentioned in the purport that we give up the body, so we die, and there's another life, but then where to continue? We don't know. But Lord makes the present life's connection with the previous one. Where we ended, from there we continue. We go to sleep and we get up in the morning and we continue exactly kind of where we had stopped, ended last night. So, death is a kind of a long sleep, it's a different kind of sleep. And you get up and you begin, but how do you begin? Someone is giving you dictation. Someone is reminding you. And you continue. So that's one thing in relationship with this body and material world. Some things you are reminded of, and that is remembrance, and then you continue your life here. But this remembrance is not only in connection with this world and this body, but as Krishna says, manmana, bhava, madhbhakta, and all that, madhyazi, mam, namaskuru. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Do you remember me? So, also the previous experience, we were with Krishna in the past, long, long, long ago. We were with the Lord and there were dealings and there were experiences and remembrances stirring up. You are reminded again of those, your interactions with the Lord, your dealings, your rasa, all that with the Lord. What do the gopis do? Mainly they know two things. One is to remember and other one is remember. They only remember and remember. Or we say remember and they know only things. Remember and not forget, meaning remember, right? They only know, they know only one thing. They don't know two things. Remembrance and forgetfulness. But not forgetting means remember. So only thing they do is remember. They remember all the time. So, manmana bhavam. So remember me. So remembering Krishna. Remember. I don't know how the word, otherwise how the word is remember word, from what Latin root or how it is formed. Maybe you know, but just by seeing this word remember, I'm reminded myself, okay, that there's some connection with the past. Remember, is kind of reminding us, remember, something with the past. So, forget, yeah, there's some space here, if you wish to come. So remembrance and forgetfulness of this material existence, is this just a dvandva? Like a day and night and this and that, in and out and man and woman and this and that, you know, sukh and dukh. So likewise, another kind of dvandva, duality of this existence is remembrance and forgetfulness, remembrance and forgetfulness, remembrance and forgetfulness. But the goal is to go beyond this remembrance and beyond the forgetfulness of this world. What you would like to do, remember things of this world, or you would like to forget things of this world? Which would you like to do? Forget or remember? Forget. Then what happens? You forget. I think it's half the battle is won, maybe. You're forgetting things of this world. So we want to go beyond, something like that. I was trying to, this remembrance and forget, go beyond that, and then that is remembrance of Krishna. And that is the perfection of our lives, to remember Krishna. Samattaha smritir jnanam apohanam cha. From me comes knowledge, from me comes remembrance, from me comes forgetfulness. But we wish that we get remembrance of knowledge about Krishna, remembrance of Krishna, and the forgetfulness of this material existence and material. Then there's a forgetfulness of God. People have forgotten God so much that some people boldly declare that God does not exist. You come across some people like that? Or maybe some of you are like that? It's possible. Other day some person said that to me. I was such a fellow. We forget, we not only forget God, but we declare that He does not exist. Isn't that an amazing thing? Lord here, He says, I am seated in the heart of the living entity. So between heart and His head or His mouth, where He's speaking from is less than 1 foot, 9 inches away. He's saying God does not exist, but God is just there. And He says, people, God does not exist. God is right there. God does not exist, God does not exist. So those who say God does not exist, this is forgetfulness, isn't it? This is a total forgetfulness of God, and they declare that God does not exist. Lord could keep you in such a darkness that you are ready to declare that God does not exist. But those who say God does not exist, God does not exist. In the beginning we said He is cause of all causes. You know, seems that He is everywhere. He is controlling our every affair, every move that we make. He is there. He is the cause. If that is the case, and if someone is making the big statement that God does not exist, who is making this statement? You could close your eyes and boldly say, God says that He does not exist. Simple answer, in fact. Who says that God does not exist? In fact, it is God who says. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and say it. And be happy that I do not exist. God does not exist. Hello, hello, hello. Someone is knocking at the door. Some son, little boy, opens the door. Is your daddy here? I would like to see him. Little boy goes in to find his daddy. But if daddy is not interested to meet that fellow at the door, his friend, but he's not interested, then he tells his son, please go tell my friend that I am not here. And the innocent and straightforward child runs back to the door and he says, my daddy said, what did he say? He's not here. My daddy said, you know, my daddy said, he's right there. My daddy said, he's not here, he's not there. Who said? Daddy said. What did he say? He's not here. So, God does not exist, God does not exist. Who is saying this? God is saying. You like to say so? Go ahead. I can also give you some arguments, some mirch masala, some spicing if you want to do some logic, some argument. It's all there. You could prove and be convinced that I do not exist. And this is the forgetfulness part. Mattaha, smriti, that is remembrance. Jnanam, that is knowledge. Apohanam cha, that is forgetfulness. From Him comes forgetfulness. It cannot be that God exists and He doesn't exist. If one man, regular person, he has a vision, he has eyes, he is seeing the sun. And next to him there is a blind man. And the blind man declares, the sun does not exist, sun does not exist. I say, sun does not exist. What is the value? Who says sun does not exist? The blind man says sun does not exist. So what is the value of that statement? Person next to him with a good eyesight, he is seeing the sun right there. So remembrance. Someone is remembering, someone is seeing. Santaha sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Lord says here that I'm in the heart of all the living entities. Sarvasya cha aham hridisannivishtah. I'm in the heart of all the living entities. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Elsewhere Krishna says in the fifth chapter, Suridam sarva bhutanam. I'm a surit. I'm in the heart. I'm a friend, well-wisher. I'm in the heart of a living entity. Riddhese Arjuna Dishthadi. What is that? Sarvabhuta Riddhese. Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. How does that begin? That verse? Riddhese Arjuna. Oh Arjuna Dishthadi, I reside in Rith Desh, Desh means country, Bharat Desh, this Desh, German Desh, that Desh. So he says, I stay in a country called heart, Rit Deshe. Ishvara Sarabhutanam, Rideshu, yeah, Rideshu, Arjuna Deshu, Rideshe. So, O Arjuna, I stay in the heart, or in a country called heart. And hearts of all living entities I stay, I reside. So, residing here in Vrindavan and hearing or knowing about Krishna's rasa dance pastimes, during that pastime Krishna expands himself. As many gopis, those many Krishnas. And probably you're thinking, how fortunate are those gopis? That Krishna himself, he expands himself and he's with each gopi, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna. Well, here story is not much different. One living entity, one Krishna. One living entity, one Krishna. One living entity, one Krishna. One living entity. As many living entities are there, those many Krishnas, those many expansions of Krishna are in the hearts of all those living entities. How? So don't think Krishna is partial. It's partiality. Only for gopis he's expanding. But what about me, you know? For me? What about me? So as he expands himself and he's with each gopi, he dances with each living entity, he is residing. Every other family member, if you say, my dear wife or husband, you know, in next life, I may end up becoming this or that, hog or dog, you would like to join me? That dear wife or dear husband may say, see you later, just now coming. But the Lord, He will accompany you there. He'll be there wherever you go. Who is more kind? Who is your friend? Who is closest to you? Krishna! You should all be saying, Krishna! Who is that? Krishna! Krishna is that friend. He never leaves you alone. Is always with you. Friend in need is, friend indeed is always with us. So that's kind of half the story here in this verse. This other part, Vedesha Sarved Aham Eva Vedyaha Vedanta Krit Vedavit Eva Cha Aham. So not only is there as a super soul in hearts of all the living entities, from him comes knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. That is already a lot. That's already a lot of things. But on the top of that is also Vedesha Sarveir Aham Eva Vedyaha. That he appears, I was reading, looking at the commentary, and they said, the Lord appears as Badarayan, and the meaning which I have determined as a Vyasadeva, by becoming Badrayan as Vyasadeva, is meaning of the Vedas. So Lord appears as a Vyasadeva and he sets the standard of knowledge. All that we need to know is there in the Vedas, the vast body of knowledge. Vedesha Sarved Aham Eva Vedya. And in fact, Lord says here, you study the Vedas, what for? Aham Eva Vedya, I am to be known. So he appears as Vyasadeva, he creates whole body of knowledge, Vedas and then Puranas. Vedanta Sutra, of course, talks here. Ya Vedan Karoti. Vedanta Krit. Ya Vedan Karoti. So Vedanta Krit. So, the creator, compiler of the Vedanta, that is the Lord. He is a doer, he is compiler of the Vedas and Vedanta, and the end of knowledge, the conclusion of the knowledge, and also meant conclusion, Vedanta. End of knowledge or conclusion of knowledge is the Lord. We acquire knowledge and the conclusion of that is pointing, fingers are pointed towards the Lord. You study the Shastras and Vedas and Puranas. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting that, something, Ghiyate. Yovaso Sarvair Vedair Ghiyate. In all the Vedic literature, beginning from four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. Hari Sarvatra Ghiyate, it says. Adau Madhe Ante Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Adau in the beginning, Madhe in the middle, Ante at the end, Hari Sarvatra Giyate. Hari is Sarvatra, everywhere he is glorified. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So when you come to that conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvam, yes, yes. Now I have come to conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvam, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, right? You spend so many lifetimes, lifetime after lifetime, studying Shastras, the Vedanta, and now you have become Jnanavan, means you have become full of knowledge. So how much you have to know? Krishna says elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvam. Quote unquote, in English, quote unquote. Vasudeva Sarvam iti, in English, this much. How much you have to know? Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. This is Vedanta. This is being Jnanavan, full of knowledge. This person is full of knowledge. What does he know? Vasudeva Sarvam. He has found out. He has come to conclusion. Vasudeva Sarvam. That much he knows. Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. So that's Vedanta. Avedesha Sarvir Aham Eva Vedyaha. I am to be known by the studies of the Vedas, the Puranas. But if you have not found out that, and you have only found out Brahma, in Varanasi you go, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, and the air, the atmosphere was filled with Brahma, Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma, Brahma. Idam Kalu Sarvam, Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Eko Eva Advitiyam. Ekaha Eva. Only one. Advitiyam. There's no one else. This is the language they're talking everywhere. Brahma, 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 Brahma. And they are proud of their studies of Vedanta. Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha, they say. Khalu Bhagyavantaha. Or certain, we are very fortunate. Kopinavanta Khalu Bhagyavantaha. We wear only kopin. We don't need much. You know. We are kind of vairagis. Kopinavanta Khalu Bhagyavantaha. We wear kopin and we are very fortunate. And what do? Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha. We are studying Vedanta all the time. Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha. So they are studying Vedanta, but not coming to the right conclusions. They are only going up to Brahma. But what about Paramatma, as mentioned here? Sarveir Aham Eva Vedya, or the Sarvasya Chaham Radisan Nivishta. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. They only go up to Brahman. And they think they are very fortunate. They study Vyakran, grammar, and all that, but they miss the boat. They will certainly miss the flight that goes back to home. will merge into some kind of Brahman and get lost and suffer more. That's why, in fact, although Shankaracharya was there to propagate impersonalism, he had that task given to him by the Lord. While he was in Varanasi, the same Varanasi, there was a very elderly person, old fellow in fact, but he was still studying the Vyakaran and the grammar, and he was remembering sutras, and he was doing, he was so much absorbed in that. So Shankaracharya noticed that, old fellow, and you are still only studying grammar, you should move forward, use this knowledge of Vyakaran to study Vedanta and find out the ultimate reality. Anyway, his words, he said, Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramata, you fool, Bhajagovindam, you worship Govinda, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Sannihite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukram Karane, Dukram, Dukrin Karane, as a part of Vyakaran grammar called Dukrin. So when are you going to worship Govinda, Bhaja Govinda? So either they spend time in studying grammar all life, or even if they finish that and get to study, they claim that they are studying Vedanta, but they don't come to the right conclusion. They are very badly influenced by the Advaita, the monism, that philosophy. But then it's very fortunate to come in contact with Vaishnava and that parampara, evam parampara praptam. Then Vedesha sarve aham eva vedya. Then there's a bhakti Vedanta, I was saying, bhakti and Vedanta. Not only Vedanta, bhakti, end of Vedanta is you take to bhakti, life of devotional service. Anyway, I think we should be winding up also.
Okay, yeah.
And just one last, so many nice, wonderful points here in this verse and the purport, and we could spend days talking, hearing, understanding, but not getting up, not leaving until we have understood. We close the doors and windows and not leave this room till we really understand. You understand? Right. So many points, many. One verse is enough to understand Krishna. You don't even have to understand whole Bhagavad Gita. One verse, if we could understand just one verse, and not even whole verse, Sarvashacha Aham Radhi Sannivishta, that's just 1/4 of the verse. Lord is situated in the hearts of all living entities. All living entities include me, the entity. I'm also one of those entities. I'm not an exception. In my heart also, Lord is residing. So to understand, to realize that God resides in my heart. It's good to know, right? Good to know that Lord, this is good to know that Lord loves you, God exists and God loves you. Who loves you? God loves you. He should be loving you because you are very dear to Him. He loves you. What good is someone around the corner loves you? That's one thing. And then, God loves you. Which one you would like? Whose love you care for? God loves you. Isn't that right? You like that? God loves you. He exists. He's in my heart, and He loves you, and He likes you, and He's looking for you, and He's wanting you back home, and That's why he's sitting in your heart, trying to get rid of any obstacles so that you could clear the path and go forward, turn left, right, go slow, this. He's a regulator. This purport also says, God enter. Okay, that's the point. Maybe let me say that in Sanskrit. In Shruti mantra, it says, Antaha pravishtaha shasta jananam. Antaha pravishta. Lord enters the heart of all the living entities, and then he becomes shasta jananam. Of all the living entities, he becomes shasta. Shast means control or regulator. So he enters us and he becomes regulator, shasta, janana, of all of us. So if you could allow him to control you, then we have some other ideas, our own ideas, and then Lord creates a facility. That was another statement I made a note of. He alone enables the jivas to enjoy in the material world. So that's one thing he does. Or that's one of the purposes, one of the two purposes of creation. To enable the jivas to enjoy the material world. Another one is he enables jivas to get liberation or to get him, get up to him. So he is doing these two functions. So if we could allow him, not interfere, but allow him, so that he enables us, dictates us, he regulates us in a way, in a fashion, so that we get to him, we reach, outreach him. And seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta. Compiler of Vedanta. In fact, everything is in Vedanta. Everything in the works of Vyasadeva. And something that is not in Vyasadeva's compilation, it is not to be found anywhere else. There's a statement like that. I forgot the Sanskrit of that, but it says, something that is not found in the Vedas or the works, compilations of Srila Vyasadeva, if it is not there, it is nowhere else. But whatever we find the truth, that is already included in works of Srila Vyasadeva, plus much more. Plus something that is not found anywhere else is found in compilations of Srila Vyasadeva. So we have all of that. So he's within us, within the heart, and guiding us. And then from outside, all this literature is also created. And then he also sends his representatives, Sakshad Haritvaina Samasta Shastvaina, and all that. And they help us to understand those Vedas, those Shastras. So in so many ways, God facilitates, Krishna facilitates our liberation or our going back home. Okay. Any questions or any comments? Or
knowledge and forgetfulness. He is controlling everything. Then what is our role? We don't have to do anything because he is the whole soul and he is doing everything. Only we will think about Krishna, that's all. We don't have, means nothing is in our hand. It is all in his power. So why should we think about anything? We should only think about Krishna, because
good.
Krishna is doing.
Do that.
And the thing is, because
you have come to the right conclusion. Just do that. Just remember him.
We can't do anything without his consent. Means he, if he thinks, means he allows us to do whatever we want to do. So then it is not in our hand. We can't use our brain, we can't use our mind, we can't use. So this is all Krishna's...
So let all the nonsense stop.
Yes. So
and let the truth prevail. And let that truth guide us in our wanderings. And we'll be heading back home, straight back home. You're scratching your head? You have some?
Maharaj, what is the gap between remembrance and knowledge? Because there were three aspects you mentioned. Knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. And remembrance and forgetfulness were separate from knowledge. If we understand, then how do we connect knowledge with remembrance?
Remembering knowledge is remembrance. Remembering knowledge is remembrance. And absence of it is forgetfulness. God exists. This is knowledge. God exists. It's called astik. The person who knows, who accepts that God exists, this is a knowledge. The body of knowledge. And then remembrance is that you have experience or you have a interaction from the past with the Lord and you knew the truth or knowledge, you are full of knowledge. Now that is to be revived. And that is a remembrance or reminder of the knowledge, reminder of the facts. And something exists, God exists, and remembrance. Remember my friend? Remember my friend. Then I say, who is that friend? And did I ever meet him? How does he look like? And we spend a few minutes and reminding and remembering. And the knowledge that from the past of my friend, is revived and you remember. So something like that. I don't know the exact definitions of. Yeah? Okay, should we? Oh, okay.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your eloquent discourse. You talked about going to back to Godhead. There is a stage called Prema Bhakti where tears come from your eyes and you dance like a madman, and that kind of stage is very, very rare to achieve. Is Prema Bhakti a prerequisite to going to back to Godhead?
Things kind of happen faster during the last moments. When you're facing or the last moments, Anti Narayan, and Anti is there, things are happening faster, and there may not be a long spans of where everyone or that candidate has visibly or obviously, or as we say, visible sadhana. He doesn't perform visible sadhana, you know. We complain. So there may not be visible or no time or years or months for him to, you know, exhibit a display or even experience the ashtavikaras or the bhavas. Trembling of the bodies and perspiration and tears and stunned and the last moments as person closes his eyes and is leaving, things move very, very fast and is going through a lot of things are clear and cleansed and enabling him the causeless mercy of the Lord and the prayers of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master and all those factors. So prema bhakti is not a new thing to the soul again, as we're talking of the remembrance. Remembrance is that aspect of knowledge which seeks out sensations of the objects previously experienced. So soul has the things. God loves you and soul loves God also. Soul loves Krishna. It's only misdirected, misspent all that love now. Reposed in a wrong place, wrong person, wrong. We end up giving our hearts and loves and lives to so many undesirable. Anyway, so love is, so living entity has love for the Lord, and living entity has experienced the praying for the Lord in the past, highest praying or bhav and praying. So it is, that is to be revived, seeking out those sensations previously experienced. Or you may not, we may not, well, have opportunity to see others' symptoms of their love for the Lord. It is also kind of private, personal affair, and that also could be explained, that devotees could not display but conceal their symptoms and their love for the Lord, not to make a public display, but they are there but not showing or exhibiting that they are there. Yeah, the Bhagavatam says, I could only paraphrasing, what good is, well, I think in that verse where Taravaha kimna jivanti bhastra kimna, do not the trees live long life, and that. So there is mentioned that what good is long life? Just the even brief, fully Krishna conscious life, briefly practiced, briefly experienced, briefly and momentarily experienced, is far, far better than a long life. So once that experience, once he gets there, he's then on, he's right on. So what he goes through happened with Ajamil, because the first was a namabhas, the chanting was not pure. Then he was transferred to Haridwar, or he transferred. And he continued to practice for a little longer. And the next time, Vishnudutas were there. First time, they did not bring him back home because he was lacking. There was some shortfall. Then he was allowed to practice for a little longer. And when he met up, then another time, there was a landing of the vehicle from the another world, and he was given a lift, brought back to home. So certainly, the full development of love of Godhead, full development of Krishna consciousness, has to be there. That's a prerequisite for yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajanti ante kalevaram tam tam eviti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. So even for a moment, if you experience that love of Godhead, and then that's it, forever you are with it. So when you are in that situation, And when that last moment comes, if you don't look for help from outside, where is my family doctor, and where is this and that, or, you know, or my family members, mommy, daddy, son, this, and then he's lost, then he will stay behind. He's already stuck, but he has cut all the bonds and strings attached, and he's begging. They say you remember, when you're in trouble, you remember God more than otherwise you remember. Normally you don't. Vipada santude shashwa. That is why the smart lady, Kunti, says, oh, God, please send, you know, trouble, keep sending trouble. Let there be calamities. Because when they come, I'm going to run to you. And when that happens, apunar bhava darshanam, then I don't have to take birth again. So the toughest calamity kind of situation is when the death is there, and so that's when and how Ajamil, you know, Narayan, Narayan, you remember Narayan, and but luckily he said Narayan and he did not say Tinku or Chinku or Pinku, or said Narayan, and Narayan Dutas appeared, but you know, he was helpless. He was helpless. Helpless. So if it is, hey Krishna, hey Govinda, not that, let me help myself. And Draupadi is battling with Dushasan with both the hands, and tug up war, and then only with one hand, let me help myself, you know, at least a little bit. That also wasn't working out. But when there was full, now, Mari Dori Tere Hath, then Krishna appeared. And, so those moments, not look for any external help, but face Lord and pray to the Lord and all that. And if that happens, then a lot of things are going to happen that time, and you will make a lot of progress, and you will end up going back to Godhead, or at least you'll get there, close to that. And if there's some shortcoming, a little more boost, a little something more, and you go, okay, may be Krishna with you. You're in Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Sarva Pad Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.